control my mind. Spirits that hold you would cry before somebody tried to harm you. And dream on the spirits ungone. They came to alert you when somebody's wrong. There's nothing here to, there's nothing above. But you don't seem to recognize your fate for.
Off the hook. And that is our exclusive one-time-only theme song. Good evening. Good afternoon. The show is Off the Hook. Rob T. Firefly here with you on Radio Statler. I am joined in the studio by Mike.
Mike left.
By Mike.
I am not joined in the studio by Mike.
But if we were, he would say this
would
is
say
afternoon.
Hello.
And it's kind of weird.
He would say hello. I am also joined by Red Hacked.
Hello.
And Junes.
Hello. Hello, I'm here.
And Jim is here.
Hello.
And we have Kyle is here.
Hi.
And Emmanuel Goldstein is here.
Yeah, what up?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We have a couple of very special guests. Mitch Altman is here.
Hello.
Bernie S. is here, not from Philadelphia.
No, but from the Hotel Pennsylvania, I'm here.
And our friend from WBAI, Michael Horowitz, is here.
Good afternoon.
And I think that's everyone.
Did you get Jim?
Yeah. Yes, right. Jim is still here.
All right.
So, this is a very special episode of Off the Hook, live and direct and uncensored from the Hotel Pennsylvania. Hope number 9 is going on. So, Bernie, tell us how things are going so far.
I think it's going smashingly.
Smashingly. Things are getting smashed.
It's not just my... somebody smashed a segue into a wall last night, but that's okay.
Are they okay?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I hope so.
Is the wall okay?
I'm not worried about the wall.
The segue is fine.
But I'm getting a lot of feedback from. Actually, I was just talking with Marcia Hoffman from the EFF, and she was telling me her impressions of this conference, and she and her Electronic Frontier Foundation colleagues are just thrilled. There's about 9 of them here. Mm-hmm. And they're really thrilled at the diversity of the content of this conference. She said it's just not like anything she's seen at any other hacker conference ever, including HOPE, that it's been this diverse material. What do you think, Mitch?
Yeah, it's been really great. Other HOPEs, people have commented before the conference that they're really looking forward to a lot of the talks, but this time there have been so many people just saying how incredible the lineup is. And, excuse me, I always lose my voice from talking too much at conferences. But, and this time there's so many people just raving about the talks they've been seeing. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to see too many because I'm doing too much. But I've been having a great time teaching people to solder and helping organize and running around making things happen. And there's so many smiling people. And there's so many out queer people that are just happy to be part of a tribe where they're accepted. And my Geeks in Depression panel made a lot of people, they were thanking me for doing that because that made a lot of people feel really much better. And it's been a fantastic time so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of today and also my panel coming up, which makes I have to leave shortly for DARPA funding for hackerspaces.
Excellent. How is that looking? How's that shaping up?
Oh, that looks really good. A lot of people have strong opinions and thoughts and feelings on this, and I think as we should. I think that's a good thing that people have thought about this, and I hope the panel we have will give a lot more food for thought on this topic, which is not going to go away, and which has no real easy right and wrong for most people. And, there are consequences to taking funding, so pluses and minuses, and people on the panel have differing opinions, and they're all looking forward to it, and a lot of people have told me they're looking forward to being in the audience for it. I hope we get some hard questions.
I think so, too. And from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, maybe you guys back there want to chime in on this, too, but from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, I think this conference is really running exceptionally smoothly. I mean, I've been around for a few of these on staff so far, and I think things are really going particularly well this time around.
Tickets have been going great. That's what I've been in charge of. We've been. I don't think we've had any problems except with things that we didn't control, like the credit card machine. That's the only thing that we had problems with. But anything that was in our control was totally fine. And it's been a lot of fun. We've been totally harassing most people that came into the conference and asking them if they are terrorists and if they have, you know, anything in their bag we should know about, and asking them to surrender their liquids. And we've gotten some nice drinks from it. But
this
yeah, it's
the
been
Department of Hopeland Security.
Yeah, the Department of Hopeland Security has been ever vigilant towards all attendees in making sure that they come. And are good people.
Yeah, and we definitely it's for your own security and protection. Right. And in that, towards that end, someone last night out of empty Club Mata cases built a metal detector that you have to pass through in order to get into the conference, and even scanners. And we're looking for someone to make it go beep, but for now, people are just saying
it's hard to make cardboard go beep.
But we're a hacker conference. We can make it happen.
We can do this. We've got a day left. And
I'd just like to say that as a somewhat outsider here in the room, that it's amazing how well this conference runs, considering it's all volunteer. It's really, really amazing.
And WBAI being a lot of volunteer run, you speak from experience.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to hear in this room.
So. I think, frankly, this is Bernie, yes. I think this actually conference runs way better because it's all volunteers.
Yeah.
If paid people were doing this, I don't think you could pull off anything like this, because there wouldn't be the passion that all these volunteers have to put something like this together and to make it happen. No, you couldn't pay somebody to feel that way.
Exactly. Everyone.
Can I just say
here
that it's part of. I don't want to stand up, so I'm using the microphone. long night last night. Don't even ask. I just want to say that the spirit here is simply incredible. Like Bernie was saying, volunteer spirit of people just wanting something to succeed, which, you know, by all accounts is impossible, and we do it every time.
Yeah, every last person here working behind the scenes is here not because of a paycheck, but because we love this. We love this event, and we want to be here, and that really makes all the difference. And yeah, Bernie was telling somebody earlier describing the some of the graphic design that has gone into this conference, awesome. Much of which I'm responsible for. And he started to ask me what it would cost if I were charging for it. And,
yeah,
and I told him, yeah,
we couldn't possibly afford it. This would be like many, many thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands, tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. Probably. Yeah, you've been in like the past recent weeks, Rob, putting together some amazing graphics and signage for the website and all these. There's great Hopeland Security signs all over the place, just satirizing the Homeland Security theater we have to endure outside of this place.
Yeah, and it was a great process too. I mean, it wasn't just me. We had a lot of contributions from Fred, our regular graphic design guy, and just the fact that we all threw in on this, and like the whole staff was throwing in ideas the whole, you know, along the way to just kicking things around and coming together to create something that's really cool and fun, and that people are seeming to enjoy, and that's really what it's all about here.
Yeah. Last night I did Arduino for Total Newbies workshop, and I only had room for 50 people, and there were about, I don't know, 30 other people that were disappointed they couldn't get in there, but everyone was so happy. I mean, you know, like just my little teeny corner where there's 50 happy people soldering for the first time in their life, and then
you make and the people you meet. And-